I think roller derby is a hopeful thing.
He earned enough money from selling plants that he paid off the mortgage on his house.
People always want to know, is that a lie or is that the truth?
I completely disassembled this Triumph TR6.
I wish I could have been a professional woman soccer player.
I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. John Del Rey began Shape Note singing in Clark County 27 years ago. Now, if your own choral ear has been conditioned by church choirs and oratorio societies, the sound John and his fellow Shape Noters produce may sound strained. But, John says, what you have to remember is that Shape Note singing is an experience, not a performance.
I had just been in a choir in high school, following along with whoever was the better singer, and actually was in a barbershop quartet where I also followed along with whoever was the better singer.
So, what's appealing about Shape Notes to you? What grabbed you?
Well, it's a complicated and multi-level experience when you're having it. And essentially what you're doing is you're having a musical experience, so you're singing with people. That's very satisfying. But you're also having a community experience where you get to have a meal with people. And there's this very strong element of spirituality because the songs are all hymns. They all have religious words to them. And so there's this multi-level event happening almost all the time. And that's very appealing to me. And I find it is also appealing to people who are desirous of having complicated events in their lives.
What's the difference between being part of a shape note choir and being part of a regular note choir?
Well, a choir, as I understand it, because I haven't actually been in one since I was in high school, has a director, and the director is either volunteered or paid, and the group or maybe the director picks certain tunes that they're going to sing, and they're going to practice them and perform them. We don't really do any of that. We don't have a director. We take turns singing. We just go around the room, or you can shout out the tune you want, and we sing in a square, so we all face each other, and we're not practicing for anything. We're just singing. So there's no performance to come. There's only what we're doing at that moment.
You talked about this being a complicated, multifaceted experience. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, for me, I think I enjoy singing with people. I enjoy listening to other people's voices and taking the time to listen and try to blend with them. It's not for me so much a question of whether I get all the notes right or not. It's a question of whether I'm hearing and listening. So that's part of the community experience that I'm having. And I think the words that we use, they direct me to a more complicated way of looking at religion. A lot of the concepts of religion, they're the universal concepts that we all consider. But some people consider them with the framework of a more mainstream institutional thing, like a church or, Handel's Messiah or some sort of event. And for me, to be able to have this experience outside the mainstream, it's just we get together, whether in groups of 40 or 400 or four, and these words that we speak, they're Isaac Watts or Charles Wesley or many composers that came through the Valley, Virginia, and into Kentucky and Tennessee. They express sentiments which are universal sentiments, and I enjoy considering those universal sentiments.
For example?
Well, the most obvious one is a tune, I think, by Watts, and it goes, "Death, like an overflowing stream, sweeps us away, our life's a dream." I mean, a religious person has a pretty clear concept of that in terms of mainstream religion. But when you put it in the context of people who are not in mainstream religion, there's a personal element of death sweeping us away. There's the concept of, well, what happens when we die? An empty tale, a morning flower, cut down and withered in an hour. So we get to have an experience that's not dictated by, let's say, someone telling us how to have that experience. We have words. So in the shape note singing tradition, we don't make up a theology. We sing words, and those aren't particularly taken by a music committee of, let's say, the Methodist Church or the Presbyterian Church. We're our own music committee.
How does shape note singing differ technically from singing?
That I'm not really a musician, per se, but there are elements that I've been told.
You're a shape note singer.
I'm a shape note singer. That make it different from modern music. Many of the tunes, for instance, are in the minor mode or the Aeolian mode. Some tunes, as sung in different parts of the country, are in the Dorian mode. Some tunes, depending, are in the Ionian or major mode. So that makes it different from a lot of modern music, especially modern, what they call CCM, contemporary Christian music, which is generally in the major mode. But there's certain things like polyphony or contrapuntal, meaning that there's no one part that controls the melody. Like if you look at a hymnal, many of the treble line, which is carrying the melody, everyone's following that treble line. And there's nobody that's sort of wandering off. In our music, actually the melody is in the tenor line, which is the third line from the top. And people are actually have their own melody. So you could sing your part, your bass part, and be perfectly satisfied, or your alto part, and be pretty much satisfied that that was a part that had its own melodies. I'm told that's called contrapuntal or polyphonic. So that's another difference. There's other differences in that we tolerate many more dissonances. We tolerate, you know, ones and twos next to each other. We tolerate sort of a little bit more.
You mean it's intentionally that way rather than somebody missed their note?
Well, so if everyone has their own part, an own sort of melody that's interesting, sometimes you're going to get situations where you're going to have to go there. But there is some question. I mean, the compiler that is one of our heroes, maybe, that was born in 1780, was known for making a lot of dissonances.
And who is that?
Ananias Davison, who was born in Shenandoah County in 1780 and died in Harrisonburg in 1856 and is buried at Cross Keys, Virginia. So some of the things he put in were dissonances. We don't know whether it was because he was unclear about what a dissonance was or what was right or what was wrong, or whether he was recording the way people were singing it, or whether he wanted to have it that way. So we're unclear about a lot of things because that was a long time ago. Nobody interviewed him.
Is shape note singing spiritually satisfying? And if so, what do you mean by that?
Spirituality seems to be part of human nature to me. So if one says that that's true, then there are all types of opportunities to have this experience, one of which is going to church. But some people feel like walking in the woods is a spiritual experience. Or some people feel like, you know, listening to a beautiful recording is a spiritual experience. So there's a huge variation for me being able to consider this brew of religious words which have stood the test of time, that is, biblical words that have been reinterpreted by Isaac Watts into verse, or many verses that came out of the Second Great Awakening. They're talking about concepts that are really big. And so when I sing, I get to consider these things and my place in this world.
Is it more something more than intellectual?
Sure. It's emotionally very satisfying. And
it's a connection or an experience that you want in your life is richer because you have it.
Yeah, I would say that I crave this. It's a way of getting to something that I crave and that I love.
Right.
And that is not offered out in the mainstream world. It's not for sale. It's not part of an institution. It's something that's ephemeral.
John Del Rey and his wife, Kelly Macklin, have published their own shape note songbook called Shenandoah Harmony. If you have an urge to sing with them, they'll be at Winchester's Hanley Library this coming Wednesday evening. Or you can find other shape note events through the Shenandoah Valley Harmony website link on the Spark page at WMRA.org.